Pity's sakes, Naomi, would you hurry up?
Miss Harper, in Scrabble, it pays to give a little thought.
Well, it's a good thing, because a little thought's all you can muster.
Oh, yeah? Well, check this out.
Hey, good, Skeeter. That puts you ahead of Mama.
Just a minute. What is that word?
Unapt.
Unapt? That ain't a word.
Is that a challenge?
And remember, Grandma, if she's right, it'll cost you double points.
Oh, now, just hold on a minute. I'm going to go find the dictionary. I'll get it. Unapt.
Hi, Mama. I brought you a little present.
Now, don't just sit there, Bubba. Go and find the dictionary.
Mama, please. Don't you think you've carried this thing just about far enough?
Bubba, would you shut that door? I feel hot air blowing in here.
Hi, Aunt Ellen.
Hello, Bubba. Ben, Naomi, Mommy dearest.
Fenton, would you please tell your sister she should have had the courtesy to call before coming over here?
Well, Ellen, you should have had the courtesy to call before you came over.
Would you ask her how I am supposed to talk to her on the phone when she is not speaking to me?
Mama, how's she supposed to talk
to her? Tell her I'm sure she's got plenty of friends in her hoity-toity bridge club to speak to.
Well, Ellen, I'm sure you have plenty of friends.
Oh, what out, Fenton. Mama, how many times do I have to say I am sorry I missed Aunt Fran's funeral? Lots. Mama, it was not my fault that Aunt Fran's funeral fell on the first day of my bridge competition.
Bubba, how many L's are there in bologna?
Well, why don't I go make myself a sandwich and find out?
Oh, wait, Bubba, before you go in the kitchen, let Mama open my little peace offering. It's going to move this family's kitchen right into the 21st century.
Who's in there, Buck Rogers?
Please open it, Miss Harper. The suspense is killing me.
What suspense? We know it's something for the kitchen. Probably pot holders. Well, what the hell is this?
It's Le Process.
Well, you'd have done better with pot holders. Whatever it is, you can just take it back.
But, Mama, this is the finest French food processor money can buy.
We don't eat French food.
We eat French fries.
Lord, looks like you could lose a limb in this thing.
Nonsense, Mama. I've never so much as nicked myself in all the years I've had it.
You mean you are giving me something used?
Previously owned.
This is one slap in the face too many, Ellen. First you missed Fran's funeral for one of your glorified poker games, and now you try to make up for it by sticking me with one of your old kitchen rejects.
It is in mint condition.
You were a selfish, stingy, self-centered little girl, and you have gone downhill ever since.
Mama, please, don't do this. I came here tonight with open arms.
Oh, yeah, open arms holding that used Vegematic.
Let's call a truce. Who knows how much more time we have together? Can't you just enjoy the time we have left?
Oh, put it in a Hallmark, Ellen. I ain't dead yet. Whose turn is it anyway?
Mama, is that all you have to say to me?
No, I got a question.
What is it?
Is unapt a word?
Yes. It means foolish or inappropriate, like my visit here tonight.
Woolly, I knew that was a word. Double points.
I got you beat, Miss Harper. Don't count on it, Naomi. Where Mama's concerned, nobody wins.
And you can take this fancy French blender with you, Missy. I'll burn in hell before I touch this thing. Go ahead, Iola. Touch it.
I don't know, Thelma. It seems so menacing.
Doesn't it? It's like having a chainsaw in the kitchen.
How to live happily with your Lee Process food processor.
Well, I'm all for a happier life.
As you become familiar with your Lee Process, you'll discover it to be your best friend in the kitchen.
I don't know. I'm awful fond of my sponge.
Important. To avoid painful injury, you must always follow these basic rules. Avant de teleserve, votre disquiet.
Say what?
It's all in French.
Well, darn Ellen and her hand-me-downs. All the English pages are missing.
Hey, Grandma, what's shaking?
Ellen's neck if I ever get my hands on it.
What's for dinner?
Well, it sure as hell won't be anything made in this French weed eater.
Mama? Mama, we got some bad news.
Maybe you better sit down, Miss Harper.
Oh, my Lord. What is it?
It's Ellen.
Ellen?
Yeah, Kate Cheeseman just came through my check stand. She was over at St. Ray Memorial Hospital visiting her daughter.
Well, never mind her daughter. What about my daughter?
She had a 6-pound baby boy.
Ellen?
No. Kate Cheeseman's daughter.
Will you shut up about Kate Cheeseman and just tell me what happened to Ellen?
Mama, Ellen is having surgery first thing in the morning.
Ellen's having surgery? Oh, my Lord.
Oh, now, Thelma, don't you worry about a thing. I just know she'll be fine. But just in case, I'll run on home and give a call to Reverend Meacham. Hope he's wearing his beeper.
Oh, my Lord, my poor Ellen.
Maybe that's why she came over last night.
And she said we didn't have much time left together, and I turned my back on her. Hurry, let's get on over to St. Ray's.
Without dinner?
You're going to be going without a backside if you don't get a move on. Lord, hang on, Ellen. Mama's on the way.
Dinner time, Miss Jackson.
Oh, thank goodness, I'm starved.
Liquids only. Tea, bouillon, and lime jello.
I'll have it later, when I'm thirstier.
As you wish. Would you like me to move the phone closer in case your family calls?
Oh, don't bother. Thank goodness my family doesn't know I'm in here. I'll be out of here in a day, and they'll be none the wiser.
Ellen, are you in here?
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson ain't up to company right now.
Oh, we ain't company, we're her family. Bet Naomi, I found her! Bubba, quit playing with that wheelchair and get in here.
I'll be just down the hall if you need me.
All she needs is her mama. You go change a bedpan or something. We brought you a few things, Ellen.
Well, now, you really didn't need to do that. Oh, look, flowers. And weeds.
We were in a hurry. I just sort of scooped them up out of the yard.
And I brought you some copies of the Reader's Digest.
Well, how nice. March and June, 1974.
Yeah, they're just sitting on the back of the John collecting dust. I've read them both dozens of times.
All right, Naomi, spare us the book review. Go ahead, Bubba.
Here, Aunt Ellen, this candy is great.
Apparently it was.
Do you always have to make a pig out of yourself?
Well, I left her the nougats.
I can't tell you how much your gifts mean to me.
Well, we didn't have time to go shopping. Finding out you were in here like we did at the last minute from a total stranger.
I never did like Kay Cheeseman.
So what's the matter with you anyway, Ellen?
It's personal, Naomi.
Oh, female problems.
What, tests or something?
Oh, no. No, I got a second opinion, and he agrees that the only solution is surgery.
Oh, good Lord. When I think of all the family members I've lost right here in this very hospital. Grandma Crowley, my mother, Lord rest her soul. Ain't I enough, Cousin Seeley? And now Ellen.
Thank you for those words of comfort, Mom.
I'm sorry, visiting hours are over. It's time for company to go.
Oh, what a shame.
Good luck tomorrow, Ellen.
Yeah, have a good time, Ellen.
See you later.
Get on in here. We ain't going anywhere. We're going to stay and see Ellen through this thing no matter how long it takes.
Now, if I have to, I will call security.
You can call the damn Marines if you want to. We ain't budging.
Mama, please.
You are upsetting her.
But of course she's upset. She's about to go under the knife in this slap-happy butcher shop you call a hospital. Do you have any idea how many members of my family have been snuffed out by the sorry doctors in this joint? My Grandma Crowley. My mother, Lord rest her
Mama,
soul.
Mama, please, don't go through the list again, Mama. It's all right. They can stay.
In times of crisis, there's nothing like family.
Mama, do we have to stay? Hospitals give me the creeps.
That is what families are all about, Benton, doing things that make you miserable.
I'll just turn on TV. Excuse me, Ellen. Just let me grab your clicker.
Let's see now. I can't remember who this month's most unforgettable character was. Oh, yeah. The kid with the hump.
Grandma, how long are we going to stay? I'm supposed to go down to the quarry tonight with Dwayne and T-Boy.
Mama, could you hand me a glass of water?
Are you still hanging around with that crowd?
It's not a crowd, Grandma. It's just Dwayne and T-Boy.
Mama,
that T-Boy is a bum, just like his daddy.
Well, I don't care what you say. I'm still going to see him.
Mama.
In a minute, Ellen. Now, you listen here, mister. As long as you are living under my roof, you're going to do it by my rules, or I'm going to tan your hide till hell won't have it.
Mama.
Oh, for crying out loud, Ellen, here's your damn water.
Thank you, Mama.
It's all right, baby doll.
You think you got problems, Ellen. Wait till you read about little Johnny here.
Hey, this thing's great. We got to get one of these babies.
Ellen, do you want this lime jello?
Not anymore.
Oh, great. We left in such a rush, I didn't get any supper.
Is that soup?
Oh, I never get enough to eat.
Well, if you weren't so busy hanging out with that gang of yours, you would know that I prepare a well-balanced dinner every night. And give me that damn candy.
Gang, Grandma, it's just me and Dwayne and T-Boy.
And what the hell kind of a name is T-Boy, anyway?
Well, it's better than Thelma.
Hey, this thing even gets cable.
You're kidding. Let me see, honey.
Nurse, Benton, turn that thing off. Can't you see you're upsetting me? I'm like, Bubba, knock that off!
That's right. Ellen always gets her way. Never mind what anybody else wants to do.
Yeah, what about our pleasures, Miss Harper?
Yeah, really.
Nice!
What is it, Miss Jackson?
Throw them out and post an armed guard at my door. If they so much as peep around the corridor, tell them to shoot to kill.
All right, now. Out.
Well, criminy. Is that the thanks we give?
Yeah, who stuck a burr under her mattress?
She is so tense. You all have got her so worked up over this surgery.
Why don't I get you a sedative?
Make it a double.
You're right. It was much too crowded in here. I sent them all on home.
Mama, if you hurry, I bet you can catch them.
They leave you here all alone?
Not on your lot. Don't you worry about a thing, baby. Mama's here for the night.
This'll make you go fast asleep.
I'll tell you, this Trisha Nixon is the daughter every mother dreams of having.
Do you have something to put her to sleep?
Well, this is the prettiest bed jacket. Now, I've never seen another like it.
Well, thank you.
I noticed that bed jacket myself. That's the one you gave me for my birthday, isn't it? I remember all these frilly goo-gahs around the collar.
You also remember telling me to take the gaudy thing back?
I told you to exchange it for a better color. I love that bed jacket. I've never seen another one like it.
You said it was gaudy and you wouldn't wear it.
I said I wouldn't wear that drab color, and neither should you.
Well, fine, Mama. If I die tomorrow on the operating table, just be sure they don't bury me in it. Ellen, I've been under a terrible strain lately. What with Franny going the way she did and Bubba coming the way he did, and now this. I guess I just am not the same old happy-go-lucky mother I used to be. Well, there's no reason for me to take it out on you. I know how much you live for your bridge games. I just hate to think of all the terrible things I said to you last night when I slammed that door in your face.
No, Mama, you slammed the door first, and then you said the awful thing.
Well, never mind the order. What I'm trying to say is that I'm sorry.
Now, don't try to change the subject because you know... What did you just say?
I'm sorry.
Mama, you never said I'm sorry to me before. Do you know what this means?
What?
It means we're not fighting anymore. We're communicating. You're sorry, and I forgive you.
Well, okay. I forgive you, too.
Mama. Oh, isn't it wonderful we can finally be friends?
It's just a shame that your being in the hospital had to be the cause of it.
Well, if that's what it takes to get us back together, I don't mind risking surgery.
Oh, my brave little girl. Just what kind of an operation is it, baby?
I'd rather not talk about it.
Not even to your friend?
Well, all right, Mama. I hope you just keep it between us.
Just between friends.
I'm having a fanny tuck.
A what?
A fanny tuck. You know, so my bottom will stand at attention again. Lately, all it could muster was at ease.
I don't believe my ears. I thought you were having a serious operation.
I am going under the knife, Mama.
Oh, yeah, to have a slice taken off your fat fanny.
Is that how you talk to a friend?
I wouldn't have a friend who'd get her buns bobbed.
I wouldn't have to if it weren't for you. Where do you think I inherited this caboose?
Don't you try to lay this at my back porch, Missy. I have kept my figure.
Where, in a bass fiddle?
Not that. How's our patient feeling?
Visiting hours are over, Isla.
Oh, forgive me. I just had to do a little something to lift Ellen's spirits.
The last thing Ellen needs is another lift.
Thank you, Iola.
I crocheted it myself.
Well, isn't this something? What is it?
Everybody always asks that till they see it on.
Well, where the hell's she supposed to wear that thing?
Oh, she doesn't wear it. It's for her IV. It's a cheerful glucose cozy.
Good God.
Well, thanks for dropping by, Iola.
When Roselle Hupplander had surgery last October, I made one for her look like a jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, Ellen needs her rest now.
Trouble was, they couldn't tell when she ran out of glucose. By the time that nurse checked, Roselle's jack-o'-lantern was nearly bone dry.
Uh-huh. All right, you drive safely now.
That close call turned me off to the seasonal cozy for good.
So long. I swear that woman gets loonier by the minute. Of course, there seems to be a lot of that going around, Missy. Ellen. Ellen. Well, hell, she went to sleep. Oh, Lord, Ellen. What am I going to do with you? Seems like me and you are always at each other. I can understand it with Eunice, but not with you. You were always the prettiest and the smartest. You reminded me so much of myself. I guess that's why I always loved you the best. Just look at you lying there, so peaceful and sweet. You've even got a little smile on your face.
That's because I wasn't asleep, Mama.
Well, you little sneak.
I heard everything you said.
Do you really love me, Bess?
Just don't gloat, Ellen. Best in this family isn't all that much.
Bubba, would you please make your move?
Oh, gee, I sure wish Fellas and Gabapa meant something.
Lord, am I ever glad to be back home.
Mama, how's Ellen?
Well, she's got through it just fine.
Oh, thank goodness.
Now, can you tell us what kind of operation it was?
Well, I promised Ellen I wouldn't talk about it.
Oh, come on, Miss Harper, we're family.
Well, let me put it this way. You remember how Ellen always used to want to be first in line for everything?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, now she's bringing up the rear.